Good afternoon, Muskegon. How you doing? Today is June 17, 2022. Hi, I am Gregory T. Roberts, the host of Touring Into, the show that happens every Friday at 2 o'clock. News, information, and more. How you doing, guys? We have a lot to cover, so we're going to jump right in there. Listen, also, share this. If you're on Facebook, join us on WUVS 103.7 The Beat or M106 for conversation. If you're driving and you don't have a chance to watch this, all of our shows repeat themselves on The Beat and M106 on Facebook, so you can watch them over, okay? All right, now, let me give... Let me turn all that stuff off. I don't want to get fined. Let me introduce the co-host, Pastor Melvin Burns. What's up?
My brother, it's good to see you.
How you doing, man?
Hey, it's good. It's been a few weeks, man. It's good to be back on together.
Yeah, yeah. It is real good. I just want to talk a little bit real quick before we go next week. I want to talk next week, a little bit next week. Next week is a show with just Melvin and I. And we're going to tell you what we need to solve, these shootings and gun control. We're going to tell you how to solve it. Yeah, I know how to solve it, I didn't say it's easy, but I know how to solve it. And Melvin, there's going to be a show between, with you and I doing that show.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to solve it.
And so get your questions ready for next week. Matter of fact, you can go to Gregory T. Roberts, or you can go to you can put your questions on for next week, this week, on the comments. Catch us on Facebook as well. Today, I am so excited because we get to talk about Juneteenth. Now, let me explain something. Juneteenth has been around forever, and people say, well, why is it just all of a sudden being celebrated now? Let's get into that. My guest today has our own show just like this. We're the bookends. I have Friday, she has Monday. She has a fantastic show on Monday. Same kind of thing, brings interesting topics to you. As Fred Hammond would say, put your hands together for Jen Ross. Welcome to Stay. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys today?
Good.
And you guys are on location. And who do you have next to you?
I have my lovely, lovely, lovely co-event planner, hey. Ms. Kaya Thornton, the serial entrepreneur of Muskegon Heights. You know her from the Us Cafe. You know her from Overcoming Barriers. You know her from Tidbit Tuesday.
We out here.
We are outside. Yeah, we outside. So, yeah, we are on location. We are at Mona Lake getting everything ready for today or for the weekend in general. So, yeah, man, we out here.
We need to talk because some people are going to say it's just another holiday. Why is it, you know, all that blah blah blah?
Yeah, they gotta keep that energy someplace else.
Right.
Don't bring it out here.
Thank you. Talk to people about Juneteenth.
Okay, so Juneteenth is now a federal holiday as of last year.
Right.
Shout out to the government.
Right. So like the banks gonna really be closed on Monday
yes,
for Juneteenth.
Yeah.
So get y'all, hey Melvin, get y'all money out of the bank today.
I'm gonna get my watch this afternoon.
Go 5 o'clock.
Wrong name.
Okay.
So Juneteenth. Sorry, I'm multitasking y'all because I am on location.
Right,
we got people out here. So
that's all right.
But Juneteenth, you know, like I said, is now a federal recognized holiday. It marks the independence and the emancipation, the total emancipation for all slaves. In Galveston, Texas in 1865, June 19th, 1865, 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was signed, the slaves in Texas didn't get the word until 2 years later.
That's correct.
I wonder why.
Yeah, imagine that. Yeah.
Imagine that. Well, you know, after doing some more research about this, I found out that people actually picked up from the other southern states that were involved in the war. Mm-hmm. They picked up their property, which included their slaves, and moved to Texas because they felt like Texas was out of the Union. They would be safe, basically. They would be able to keep
their slaves,
their property, mm-hmm. forever. And so 2 years later, one of the colonels rode into town and told, oh no, y'all been free. Y'all been free.
That's funny because some of us feel that Texas is still out of the Union. Yeah. Wait a minute, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I didn't say that.
You said it, and it's all right.
So now you explain the history a little bit. Why is it important to celebrate it?
Well, to me, it's important to celebrate it because it's our independence. It's our independence. We celebrate July the 4th. Country's independence, mm-hmm. so let's celebrate ours too.
We helped build this country.
We built this country.
We built this country.
Yeah,
we need a day.
We built this. Our ancestors built this country, and mm-hmm. we're given nothing in return. They never got their 40 acres and the mule.
No reparations.
We still waiting on that. So. Right. So that's why it's important to celebrate it. And I'm just thrilled to be able to coordinate any kind of event and put on for our city, because that's what it's all about, giving back to the community, putting on for the city.
And it's like the resurgence of Muskegon Heights right now. So yeah. We're all coming together. COVID is almost over, kind of over. So everybody wants to be back outside. We want to get back together like those old days of the family picnics and the family Sundays. And with Juneteenth falling on a Sunday, let's have a great time. Yeah. And Jen has turned this into a 3-day event.
Yes.
This is the GOAT right here, y'all. The GOAT.
You know what? I started to wear my GOAT shirt today. I'm tired. I wear Hustle.
I mean, Jen put out the all call to all the organizations and the vendors to say, hey, let's come together. And the sponsorships have been amazing. They're still flowing in. We have a stage donated from Grand Haven.
Okay, for some reason we're getting your volume in and out. So
okay.
All right. So I hate you to explain that again, but the volume went in and out. Okay. You guys are doing a 3-day celebration at Mona Lake.
Yeah.
So 3-day celebration at Mona Lake. So it starts today with the Rotary Mixer. Then tomorrow, fun and games for the kids and just being out here after 5 o'clock, mm-hmm. and then Sunday, 5 o'clock again with everything.
What, 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock on Sunday.
Yes, 3 o'clock.
The first band starts at 3 o'clock. That's so before that, you heard what I said, the first band.
We got
three bands on Sunday. And one band playing tonight, coming all the way from Chicago tonight. We got a reggae band, Fada and the Machine, are coming from Chicago. They should be on their way. So that's who's here tonight. We got DJ Young starting at 5 o'clock tonight, and then the band starts around 7:30. And like she said, it's the Rotary Community Mixer tonight. Everything was sponsored today by the Muskegon Rotary Club. So that's huge. So there is free food this evening, free activities for the kids. Everything today is free. You get a free concert. Everything is free today.
Okay.
And then tomorrow, we'll be back out here at 5 o'clock with just a community mixer. We'll have food vendors out here tomorrow. We have a DJ. It's going to be like a pretty relaxed day, just kind of like a little party in the park type thing. And then we'll have open mic poetry tomorrow night at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And then Sunday is the full day. We out here. We out here all day on Sunday. starting from 2, the first band starts at 6. We got the core coming from Detroit, Michigan on Sunday. Then we have our very own Unique Soul performing after that. And then we have Joey King Tuck Kwa. Greenville, Alabama.
Hello, down home.
God, yes. We'll be closing out the evening right before the fantastic fireworks display.
Pastor Melvin, because you want to go. God, it is windy down there, isn't it?
It feels good, though.
Okay, Pastor Robert.
So, tell folks a little bit about, because people just think you just stick a flag in the ground and start having an event. What does it take for you guys to put this event together this weekend?
Oh, wow. So this is the third year for this particular event. And I do want to give a shout out to PA and Big Rob, because they were the initial ones who started Juneteenth celebration. I think it was in 2014 or 2013, and did it for 2 or 3 years downtown. So they kind of passed the torch. You know, when I said I wanted to do something for Juneteenth in 2020, it started with just, you know, putting on a fireworks display. And that money was so graciously donated by just people in the community, giving $20, $50, $100, a couple hundred dollars. We raised $2,500 in like 6 days in 2020 to do the fireworks display at 8th Street Park. And immediately, I mean, that night we outgrew the park.
Yeah.
So we knew that the next year, which was last year, we were going to have to switch locations. Mm-hmm. So the first year it was just fireworks. Last year it was a complete day at Mona Lake. We had a band. We had bounce houses for the kids. We had food vendors out here. And that was just one day. And then this year it's turned into 3 days. And so you asked like what it takes and just planning. We sent the letter out in March to various companies, and I'm happy to say this year we have like all corporate sponsors.
Huge. Nice.
Yeah. Like Web Chemical, yes. Mercy Health,
yes.
Hackley Community Care,
yes.
ADAC,
yes. Trinity Health, Muskegon Rotary Club,
yes.
Forest Tax and Accounting. Yes. There's like 27, I think, sponsors
nice.
that donated to make this event a successful
community
weekend.
Foundation.
Yeah, community foundation.
All different ones.
Yeah.
Great. Can I explain as a business owner, but not only a business owner, a community leader and all that you do, how important is it that we get together and celebrate this on a local and national level?
From a business standpoint, it's good for business owners and businesses to collaborate, mm-hmm. to get involved in the community, because your business is here and you have employees who live in this community. So why not support that community? It's like a wraparound service. So if you have a person that's working from you from that community, you need to know what makes them tick so they can do a better job for you.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, for these businesses, you need to collaborate with the other businesses and organizations in this community so you aren't reinventing the wheel. So a lot of these things and programming, you might be doing a program over here and you're doing the same thing over here. Why not collaborate and bring it across the board? And one big thing, and blur these lines. We got Muskegon over here. We got North Shores. We got Fruitport. We got Muskegon Heights. We're all the same people. So come together at this one amazing park that's on the water and have a good time and celebrate the people who built this country.
All right. I want to go to the board. Steven Durkins, hey, from Chicago Southside, born from
Chi-Town,
represented in the house. Listen, we're having a problem with the wind, but we're going to fight through this, okay? So we talked about how important this is. You talked about the aspects of community. How important is community? Because some people don't get that.
I mean, it's what makes the town tick, mm-hmm. is community, and it's what makes our city thrive is community. You know, it's all this separation, and like I said, we need to start blurring these lines. And you know, you got downtown that's booming, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're just one street away from downtown. Stanford Street runs all the way downtown, so why not blur those lines and get all of that coming this way? You know, you got to pass through and around Muskegon Heights to get where you got to go. We've been closed off for too many years. So let's get this back together as a community and a resurgence for our whole county, not just one city at a time.
Nice, nice. Let's go back. Let's see. There's Roosevelt here. Collaboration over.
Collaboration over competition. That's I've been saying that last two years. That's what it takes, you know, and that's again why I love helping with planning these events, or you know, when I do have an idea for something, I get the support, you know. That's it right there. Roosevelt, thank you. That's my fiance, by the way, Roosevelt. But collaboration over competition. I've been saying it, and other people been saying it. It's catching on.
We just got to put that JR on there.
Right. Now, I'm going to go back to the board, and I want to address this because this is from Chicago. He says, Muskegon Heights has been left out for decades. I cry every time I visit home. He also says, yeah, I see the downtown has been coming back, which I'm glad. Let's talk about what you're doing. You're not bringing this downtown. You're not bringing this in the city of Muskegon. This is Heights Central. This is Mona Lake.
If anybody's noticed, every event that I do is in Muskegon Heights. And it's purposely so. Like, I've been asked to do events in other places. And no, I'm not doing that. My community needs this. Muskegon Heights raised me. Muskegon Heights raised her. So we were raised, and we are the people today that we are because of the community that we had then. And we just want to give back. We just want to see it do better. And we just want to keep the community, keep the momentum going. Yeah. The time is now. It is. The time is now. You know,
time is now. So, well, if you just turned it in, you're watching Torn It Too, Pastor Melvin Burns, our guest is Jen Ross, and we got Kyle sitting over there. Pastor Melvin Burns, go ahead with your question.
Ladies, if people want to help out, volunteer, are you still looking for help for volunteers for the weekend?
Yes, actually, yes. There is a Google form. If you go to the Juneteenth 2022 Facebook page, the first thing that you'll see on there is a Google form for volunteers and for vendors. So there is still time to sign up to be a vendor or a community resource partner on Sunday. And so we also do need volunteers for Sunday to help with traffic control. We've arranged it so we can get more people and more parking at the park. Instead of people having to park across the causeway or whatever to come watch the fireworks. So, we definitely could use more volunteers for sure.
Okay. Now, you just mentioned fireworks. That's my thing now.
Yeah.
Listen, professional fireworks.
Professional team. We got a professional pyro team coming to do another spectacular display. They were amazing last year. They got rave reviews last year. Yes.
If you got a boat, take it out on Mona Lake and watch it from the water.
Absolutely.
We have that same access as downtown, guys. Yeah. So Muskegon Heights, we have the amenities right here in Muskegon Heights. So why not utilize them? Why not enjoy them? And why not make them open to the boat?
I'm a little sorry. PA's yacht can't fit on the lake.
It's
too big. We can't get it on Mona Lake. But we are talking about a celebration of federal holiday now.
Yes.
Federal holiday. How important was that for federals to come up and say that we have to make this into a law?
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
So how important was the federal government to realize that we had to make Juneteenth into a law and a celebration? So
diversity, equity, and inclusion is huge right now in our nation, right? Mm-hmm. So it was only right,
right.
that they made it a federal holiday. Mm-hmm. You can't leave out one for another, right? MLK, you know.
But we was going to celebrate anyway. regardless, we was gonna have a celebration. So.
You know, you were sick time was gone. Same way we used to do for MLK Day.
You know, I ain't going to school.
Right, right. Mama, can I stay home?
All right, I want to take this message down. Okay, let's take our hands and keep talking about Juneteenth. What do we need to talk to our kids and our young teens about what we did to what our forefathers did to make this country?
Well, yeah. Here's the thing, you know, in a lot of school systems, they don't teach that. You know, they teach that, you know, like Black folks begin with slavery. No, that's not what happened. You know, you got to at home teach what happened before that. You know, we were mathematicians. We were kings and queens. You know, we created languages and still in across the water, they can speak in different languages and they know multiple languages. So, you know, all of that was taken from us. Like the possibilities are endless because of where we came from.
Right.
So there's so much more that we can do. But like I teach it to my kids at home and their dad is really good with that, too. With just teaching the history. And I've gone, you know, like recently done like the ancestry.com to know more. So that's another something I suggest. It breaks down to what tribe you may have come from in Africa. So just knowing the history for yourself, that way you can teach it to your children.
Kyle, you want to add to that?
Pretty much the same thing. Like she said, we were kings and queens over in different countries, you know. You know, like on Color Purple, my children learning different languages. You know, you know, that's where we came from.
Yeah.
And I think that when we were brought here, our legacy was diminished, you know, and desecrated. So we need to get back to tapping into our own inner ancestry to know that we are worthy and to know that we can be whatever we want to be in this country. And that, you know, we've been suppressed for so long that now that we have this national federal now holiday, that we need to embrace it.
Yeah. You're preaching good. We're going to pass the play here. Well.
Hey. I'm coming from the book of Ecclesiastes.
Well, we're going to start at Genesis and end in Revelation. Hey. All right. Hey. Let's go to the board. Hey, Benita, how you doing? You say you're right, Jen. The history and the teaching starts at home.
Right, Benita. That's
absolutely
right. That's right.
Yes, it does,
Mr. Benita. Governor Roosevelt said, "We are innovators."
Yes, yeah. We are. Yes, we are.
So,
Jen is an innovator for, you know, these ideas and her spurring them and just saying, you know what, I'm not going to let anybody tell me no. You know,
right.
The city of Giga Heights embraced it so quickly that we almost thought that they were going to say no at first, but it was like, no. We're going to make this separate of the city and just spur it on. And the city was like, well, hey, we got to get behind you.
Yeah.
You know, so don't let anybody tell you no when you have something that's in your spirit that you are called to be.
Please, I want you to say that again, because Kaya, we were told by the state representative that the person that barks the loudest, the city that barks the loudest that gets the money. So City Muskegon's barking and they get money.
Well, it's time for us to bark.
Getting it. Okay.
It's time. It's time.
Where the mugs with the team corsets? I need them.
And we need people in those positions who aren't afraid to bark.
Right. And so like a Jim Ross, like a Kaya Thornton Hunter, like a Greg Roberts, like a Mr. Burns, we aren't afraid to bark. So
that's right.
It's time for that resurgence. You know, it's not like in the legacy movie last night, somebody in one of the cast members said, we're not trying to reinvent the wheel or reinvent the old Muskegon Heights. It's time for a resurgence of newness.
There you go.
Exactly. That's it.
We have that new blood and it's our turns. It's, you know, we had the Mr. Westerns. We had the Mr. Signors. We had the Dr. Warren.
Yeah.
It's our turn.
The great Brother Harris. The great, great late Brother Harris.
Come on now. Yeah. So it's time for our generation to take up those reins from those trailblazers and keep that trail blazed.
Pastor Burns, go ahead.
No, I really like what you're saying, you know, and I sense it too. I think I'm sort of older and almost transitional, but I do sense a new spirit of entrepreneurship, cooperation, that idea of, you know, it's not going to be what it was before. You got to have an idea of what's the things we can do and not accept the no's. Keep pushing ahead. And, you know, Jay and Kai, you guys, we really represent that spirit of things you've been doing the last couple of years. As a leader, I appreciate it, you know, when I see it, and I try to support it everywhere I can. So you guys keep pushing, all right?
Thank you.
We don't take no for it.
No.
Good.
That's good. Got to go back.
Maybe next time, but we're going to keep going at it.
Yeah.
Got to go back to the board. Benita says, and listen, I want y'all to listen to what she's saying. We then utilize the churches and organizations to have cultural programs and reinforce our histories, and schools also to come on board to teach history, true history.
True history. That's the operative word. True history.
True history.
You know, I got to give a shout out to Muskegon Heights Public School Academy for what they did last night.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, that legacy program was amazing. And I'm not just saying it because my dad and I were in it, but...
You know, that's what
she's saying. I mean, but those 40 minutes were so intriguing, and it brought tears to people's eyes. And the talk is now to continue that, to have different episodes, because it's so much more history in our Muskegon Heights that started with our schools that trickled out into our city and in our community. That story needs to be told.
Kaya, why don't you tell us what happened yesterday?
So basically, a couple years ago, the Muskegon Public School Academy, they were trying to, I don't want to say save face, but they wanted to connect with the community. You know,
you did say save face, but
okay. I said they save face.
Yeah, I was trying to be nice.
My battery might have died.
All right, you guys are still there.
Can y'all see us?
We can still hear you.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
so... What I tell you what, we're gonna go get rid of good at the bottom of our hour. Why don't you get a Lady J go to a commercial, and so we can get their battery all set. And matter of fact, why don't we go to commercial now? You are watching and listening to Torn and Two with Gregory T. Roberts and of course my buddy Pastor Melvin Burns. We'll see you in a couple minutes.
The second annual I Am Her Feminine Hygiene Drive, supporting young ladies from Ghana, Africa, in need of everyday essentials and feminine hygiene products, was a great success. Thanks to the generosity of our community and organizations like Period.org, Muskegon Heights Public School Academy, Confident Cosmetics, Muskegon Heights Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta, Inc., and everyone who made a contribution, hundreds of young ladies and village members received essential items. The community made a lasting impact with more than 10,000 sanitation items donated. If you would like to help, donations can be made year-round by dropping off items in the donation shed at the Mays and Wright Media Center, located at 1877 Peck Street, or making a contribution to paypal.me/1037thebeat. For more information, call 231-727-5007. Thank you for supporting I Am Her Foundation.
And we're back to 103.7 The Beat. You are listening and watching Torn in Two with Pastor Melvin Burns. And, of course, Gregory T. Roberts. We are celebrating Juneteenth. And let's get back to our guest. Jen and Kaya, you are back.
Yes, sir. Oh, hey.
So we're at the park right now. And so we do have to go so we can finish setting up.
Okay.
But also, I wanted to mention, too, don't forget about the Black Expo this weekend, the Black Business Expo at the Downtown Convention Center. That is happening also. She has over 80 minority-owned businesses at the convention center tomorrow from 1 to 6:30. And I think the symposium is sold out, but for business owners, there's a symposium in the morning as well to... You know, for professionals to give you some insight. on how to start your business, what type of insurances you should have. Mm-hmm. She has
trademarking.
Mm-hmm. Yep, she has some really, really dope speakers at the symposium tomorrow morning. But if you can't make it to that, please make sure you go down and support the Black-owned businesses that are going to be at the Black Business Expo.
The Van Dyke Mortgage Center.
I was getting tongue tied. I know, right? down at the Van Dyke, and the doors open for the vendors at 1:30.
Yeah.
So 1 to 6:30 tomorrow, and then after that, you guys can come on out to the lake, and we just gonna kick back tomorrow. We got a DJ out here tomorrow, and we just really just gonna be hanging out tomorrow. But then come on back on Sunday.
Okay, so we Sunday the concert
after y'all go to church.
We on the
Lord.
Theater.
Praise the Lord.
Send the prayer
up. Yeah.
All right. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna have you on again because I want to talk to Kaya about what they did in giving students jobs.
Oh, yes.
That was tremendous what you
got
there.
Thank
you,
Kyle.
Yes.
And
All right, Jen and Kaya, thank you so much. We know that you guys are busy. Major applause to you guys.
Keep up the good work. We'll see you all in front.
Put pat your stuff on the back. We'll see you this weekend. You guys take care and God bless.
Thank you so much for having us on today.
All right, bye-bye. All right, brother. What a wonderful show with Kai and Jen. I know it's a live show, and you're dealing with wind and the Altamona Lake. It's gonna happen that you're gonna have, you're gonna have some stuff. But let's review what they're talking about. What's gonna happen? It's a 3-day celebration at Mona Lake, starting tonight. With a reggae band. They have music and poetry tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday, they have another band, they have a total of 3 bands.
Yeah.
Lots of activities for the kids and everyone. Let's go to the board right here.
Mm-hmm.
Vincent Payne, how you doing? Great presentation. Thank you, sir. Yeah. All right, so they have a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Pastor Burner, let me talk to you because, we have another show. We have the city manager of Muskegon Heights has a show as well.
Yes.
And his last show, lambasted it. There are some challenges that need to happen in Muskegon Heights.
Yeah.
And Muskegon. Don't get it twisted.
But every community.
And every community. Yes. Every community.
Yes.
How important is this, Pastor Burns, this celebration to let people know about people in Muskegon Heights?
Well, again, you know my history, born and raised in Muskegon Heights, came back here and worked, still living in Muskegon Heights. Pastor Doug and I were kind of joking about this the other day that sometimes people outside the community think, if you read just the news or look at the stat that, we're riding down the street, with revolvers just shooting, and sneaking in and out of work. And it's not like that. Every community has its aspects. We're not turning our back to the bad things, the roads or the crime, but there's times, there's good things. We come together as people, we celebrate, we enjoy ourselves, we talk about our history. You hear the business symposium on this weekend, you talk about the Juneteenth celebration, the legacy. So get the whole story. Don't just grab all the piece of it, but get the whole story. Any community says, yeah, we have bad parts. We want you to also notice the good things. And when you talk about coming together for an event, nobody does it like Muskegon Heights.
From William Kitchen, Tiger Pride.
Yeah.
He says Tiger Pride. You're right, because so many times I talk to people and they talk about You know, I talk about going to shop or go to a particular restaurant and stuff. Mm-hmm. You go there. Yeah, man, I go there. Man, I can't stand that because you, like you said, people have this image of just people just running wild and it's a big restaurant of people just shooting bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
When most people are law abiding citizens that are taxpayers, pay their taxes, go to church, go to work, and they come home and they take care. Now, do they have their problems? Yes. Does the Muskegon have some problems? Yes. But it is time for a new day. Yeah. This is a new day. This, you know, I have respect for the people, the elders, the past mayors and city people that I had a chance to do and know. But time has changed. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, just, you know, brother, again, it's going to take some different energy, some different solutions. I just love that idea of people, you know, God bless how we grew up, you know, the community, but it's not that anymore. And you got to have an idea of, you know, it's not Muskegon Heights, 16,000 people. It's not six elementary schools, middle school, high school, except that. What are we now? Let's define ourselves in this community as now with 9,000 people. And, you know, what are we going for here instead of keep trying to create the past? That doesn't happen anywhere where you recreate the past.
Come on.
In any community all over this country, you thrive when you see the trends, you see the direction of the future, and you build a community for that future. And I hope that's what people are getting. And we can talk forever about what used to be. Doesn't move anything forward. You know, again, I understand the concerns. I'm not saying ignore the concerns. I'm saying, okay, how do we approach them? Because the way we approached them in the past doesn't work. We got to think of different approaches, different ways to go at them.
Let's go back to the board. Vincent Payne Sr. said, doing fine, great brothers. He says, I'm so excited about the progress of our new city manager and his push for redevelopment of our broken tiger spirit, VIP. Mm. So what did we say about that spirit? I don't know about that.
I don't know about the broken part, you know, and hi, Vincent, how you doing? I don't think it's broken. I think there's some people that get discouraged, you know, and I got a little pet peeve. Can I get some off my chest?
Get it off your chest.
And I don't know, Vince, I'm not sure if you're here in town. I think you're, but sometimes people come to Muskegon Heights and I hear, oh, my city, I'm depressed. What's going on here? I was talking to a guy last week from Chicago and he was talking about how he was scared to go to Detroit. And I'm like, dude, please. 80 people got shot Memorial Day weekend. But I was like, it's like any city. You go with people, you know where to go and not go. But there are people here in Muskegon Heights. Where are people to go to church? Where are people to go to family unions? Where are people to go to your parents and grandparents? Funerals, we see your parents at the grocery store, help them with their groceries. We wave at them. We see people in the yard. So sometimes it stings when people who aren't here come here and all they do is dump. And we're here living our lives and doing the best. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you come, what are you contributing? You know, even though you don't live here, because there's two places you can contribute where you are, because I'm going to ask you that question. Where you live, what do you contribute to that community thriving? And I'm going to say, okay, so this is your home. What do you or what have you contributed here?
You got to say that again. You're preaching good. Go on and just say it again.
So you come here and talk about what all this community is not doing. I'm going to say, okay, now where you live? You know, and I want to name people saying, okay, now what do you contribute to that community that you're in? Because, you know, if you're in Houston and Atlanta and New York and D.C., are you contributing to that community or are you just there leeching off the culture that's been created?
Wow. Leeching off that community.
So, you know, yeah, you can see the problem. So what are you going to add to? What are you going to contribute to it?
It's easy to point out the problems.
Yes.
You know, somebody always told me, a guy that I worked for, the CEO said, don't come to me and say, use the word problems. Come to me and use the word opportunities.
Yes.
Come to me and use the word opportunity. We have an opportunity. What is that opportunity? Well, the opportunity is that we need to change it and how we need to change it. So don't come to me with a problem without a solution. And that solution includes you.
Exactly. That's it. Yes.
Isn't it funny how people come up with all these things that need to be done, but it don't include them?
Yeah, what everybody else needs to do.
Let's go back to Benita. And Benita says, there is lip service and there is service. Good comment. And let's go back to Steve in Chicago. That's right. South side of Chicago speaking there.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's like they said, it's lip service. Don't sit up there and just complain that there are things that are going on. And you ain't went to a council meeting. You ain't you ain't even raked your yard.
Come on now.
Well, come on. See, I mean, let's get it straight. You're talking about the roads, but your grass is 15 foot high. Before you come over to my house blowing my business with a leaf blower, take care of your own stuff. That's all we're saying. And what we're saying is that people with all this negative stuff that is being said on the internet and all this stuff that's being said on news and all this stuff that are being said, don't believe the hype and don't believe the stuff. I was reading a guy running for office in Brooklyn that just said that Black people are poor, ignorant, and we're that way because the Democratic Party wants to keep us starving. And you hear that stuff and you hear those dog whistles and you get tired of that mess because you look at the beautiful stuff that they're doing this weekend.
Yes.
They're putting a celebration of Juneteenth at Muskegon Heights.
Yes.
And they didn't move it anywhere else. It's a beautiful celebration. It started small and now it's a 3-day celebration.
Yes. Yeah.
So now let's talk about the Juneteenth. It starts at home, people.
Yes.
You need to educate your kids about Juneteenth.
Yes.
I mean, don't let this be a holiday, just another holiday where you sit home and do nothing. And let me tell you, if you are someone that disagrees with this holiday, or if you someone that don't understand this holiday, let me explain. Pastor and I try to take the last 15 minutes to explain.
Can I break it
down? Go ahead.
Quick little American history, right? Let's go back to 1860.
Go ahead.
President Lincoln runs for president. Part of his platform is we're going to end slavery. Mm-hmm. Now, listen to this. Mm-hmm. We're going to end slavery in the territories that are not part of the Union. Because, see, this discussion about slavery goes back 1820s, you know, with the Missouri Compromise. So, so as soon as he gets elected, 7 Southern states say, we can't be part of the United States. The animosity continues until 1861. We all learned about Fort Sumter, right? April 12th, 1861, beginning of the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Civil War lasts until April 9th, 1865. In the midst of the Civil War, y'all stay with me now, we have the Emancipation Proclamation signed. It takes effect January 1, 1863.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with the Emancipation Proclamation is it only freed the slaves in the Confederate states. It didn't free the slaves in Delaware, Maryland, Kentucky, and Missouri. That's a problem. So even when the Civil War ends, you know, in April 1865, guess what? You know, if you were a slave, you know, we just know the last one. But the Union Army had to keep marching through the South after the war to tell these slave owners, you got to let these people go. So Galveston was the last spot. They had to march through Arkansas and Louisiana and Tennessee and Texas. That's sort of, so it wasn't one place. It was continually slave owners didn't tell slaves, oh, yeah, the war's over, we lost.
Oh, yeah. By the way, keep on working.
Yeah. Everything's fine. You know, and so we get to the last one, you know, and Galveston, in June of 1865. And so it's not, you know, James Baldwin, Richard Wright, but people like this talk about this complicated relationship that Black people and African Americans have with U.S. history. We've been there since the Mayflower and the Revolution and the Continental Congress and all of the wars, the Civil War, World War I, World War II. And so what we're saying is, while we've learned this history, and that is part of American history, that the story wasn't complete. And so, yeah, we'll celebrate July 4th as the day the United States got independence from Britain. But also, for people who make up 20-30% of this country, we want to also celebrate the day that we were, but the government said, no, we're human beings.
And that's very valid, very good history. And people, you need to understand that, look, we need to celebrate that exactly what you said when people started to celebrate us as human beings. Now, I want you to go back. If you look at that timeline about what's going on, it says history repeats itself. If you look at all the stuff that is going on right now,
yes.
If you look at all the stuff, all the racism, all the stuff that is happening right now, things are repeating itself. And if we do not teach our kids, and if we do not explain, because they're trying to not teach history,
right,
true history in schools, yes. They're trying to get rid of it. And if we don't say something, it will not be taught.
Yeah. See, there's a fear in truth. Now, I'm okay calling myself an African American. I'm part of American history. I'm also part African history. I'm okay with that. But for some people, that's frightening. For some people, it's frightening to be, you know, a Latino American or to be an Asian American, because, well, they comfort with the American part. There's a whole lot of discomfort for how you've treated people with the other part of that hyphen.
Mm-hmm.
It's frightening how we, I know. So let's just teach the American part. We'll learn that, but you know, the part of our history is ugly. Part of our history is mistreatment of people.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of us denying that, we ought to say, you know what? Just like, you know, we've learned to do better, we're going to continue to do better. Mm-hmm. Not go back. There's nothing to go back to. No, there are no good old days to go back to. And so instead of being afraid to teach the history, say, you know what? The history tells us we can't do this again. We can't go around this again. We can't suppress people. And we can't,
exactly.
We don't want to do that again. It took us to a civil war. That wasn't good for, that wasn't good. Wasn't, no. So we don't want to go there again. But again, we're in a climate where people don't want to debate. They don't have ideas. They don't have discussion. And when you get that, you get a country that divides itself.
Oh, yeah, you look at the insurrection. Jeepers, creepers, what a mess. Yeah. Let's go back to William Kitchen said, too bad we didn't have Facebook back then.
Yeah. Hey, William, how are you?
So, anyway, we're talking about Juneteenth. We're celebrating Juneteenth. Now, if you do not look like us.
Can you celebrate?
You're damn right you can celebrate. And let me tell you why.
Come on.
Because there was a wrong made right.
That's good, bro.
And that wrong made right is you should celebrate it.
Yes.
And the thing is that one of the things is that if you don't look like me and you're trying to figure out this whole thing, why don't you talk to me? And we're going to do a whole show about some of the stupid things that we hear in the comments that we hear. For instance, if you come up to me instead of saying, how you doing, sir, and what's your name, and what are some of your interests, some of the things that I hear is like people coming up to me, oh, my gosh, Michael Jackson's my favorite artist. And do you know something, such and heights and all this kind of stuff? Man, I can go on and on.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We know everybody.
I mean, you know, a lot of our audience knows. It just gets to the point you're like, you know what? I don't have time. It's look, go on the internet and search out, you know, because I don't have time to educate you right now. It's tiresome.
I think one thing that we listen, the thing is that people, we need to break this down because you need to be at that celebration. That celebration should not just be people that look like us. This should be a celebration of everybody, because this celebration is that a wrong made right. Yes,
that's good. That's enough right there, what you say. It's a celebration of a wrong made right. I don't care what race, ethnicity, nationality you are. Something was wrong, was made right. And it's okay to evolve. You know, 15, 10 years ago, I wasn't really into Juneteenth as much. I've evolved over the years. It's okay to evolve, to say, you know what? I'm hearing this differently now. Let me, you know, I see more advertising. I see stuff in stores. Let me find out more about this Juneteenth, you know, and it's okay to question yourself, question, you know, evolve as a person. That's what we want. We don't want you to stay static. So, and look, that's not just for black people. That's for all people. If you didn't know much about it, if you're just like coming around, you know, you got the federal holiday off. In fact, let me spend 10 minutes Googling Juneteenth.
Please.
It's okay to evolve, you know, and our people, give people a break if they ask questions that don't know. Some people literally, generally, never heard it before, never heard it in school because it wasn't part of their life and didn't need to be.
It wasn't part of the history. It wasn't taught in the history books.
So let's be gracious teachers as well.
I agree with you on the gracious teacher thing, but also I don't agree because there's a difference between gracious and stupidity.
Yes.
Because some people are coming at you wrong on this.
Yes.
And that's the stuff that we're trying to avoid on this celebration of Juneteenth.
Yes.
This is the chance for you to educate. For people that don't look like us, like they said, our history didn't start just by coming on the ship.
Right.
It didn't start there. If you look in Africa and stuff like that, kings, queens, maths, the sciences, all kinds of stuff, languages, all kinds of stuff were created there. And can I get one thing off my chest, Pastor Burns?
Get it off your chest, brother.
I gotta get it off my chest.
Get it off your chest.
I'm celebrating Juneteenth in front of people that say, well, if you miss, go back to where you came from. Hold on, stop it, stop it, stop it. Because I'm from this country, and if you say that to anybody of any color, you go back to where you came from. So yeah, I said it.
Yeah, if you don't like it, go back. You know, that's, you know what? That's the most anti-American thing you can say.
That's right, because we are the great melting pot here. And for every person that says something like that, there's the Native American or person that wants to kick your butt because they were here.
We said government of the people, by the people, for the people, which meant if you don't like something, you find a way to change it. We amended the Constitution 20-some times.
And still
we saw things in the final, said, you know what? We need to do something different. So it's okay. Again, the whole idea was, you know, don't leave here. Let's make here better. And we talk about the Emancipation Proclamation and Juneteenth and Civil War. I like to think that all made this a better country. I like to think freeing the slaves made us a better country.
It did.
Yeah, I think so. I hope we all agree on that.
Listen, we have 5 minutes left before the show goes, and so don't forget about Juneteenth. I want to take a second over this weekend and over this summer to talk about something serious.
Yes.
And I got my brother here, and we will talk about this, and we got 5 minutes to talk about it. We say at the end of the show, go sow a seed in someone's life. Go do something positive. Well, listen, yesterday I was finishing the gig, and you know, I'm a retired firefighter, and I can smell that smell. It's a fire.
Yes.
You don't know when some tragedy is going to happen. Or this week we lost another family member. You don't know when something is going to happen. Don't let a person leave here without giving them their flowers. Don't let a person, if you don't, I have a motto, and my motto is that I don't want to leave this earth with having a beef or a problem with anyone. Yeah. Knowing that I can't please everybody, mm-hmm. but that's my goal in life. Mm-hmm. If we sit up and be stuck on stupid, where we don't want to help, or we, like you said, the great melting pot.
Yes.
If you don't want to be part of that, it's too bad, because you are part of that.
Yes.
And that's what America's all about. Go ahead, add to that, Mama.
Brother, as much as possible, live at peace with all men. Mm. You know, if somebody don't have peace with me, it's because they've chosen not to. It doesn't just happen. You choose to have beef, you choose to have peace, you choose to resolve issues, or you choose to walk away and say, you know what, we disagree, we're going to leave each other in peace. We're not going to talk about this. But man, nothing. After someone's gone, last weekend I wasn't here because I was at my aunt's funeral. Wonderful, wonderful lady. Every day you got a chance to say something, to make some peace, to let somebody know what you think about them, how much you care about them. Man, you can't miss those opportunities. You can't miss them.
You had an opportunity this week to go to a community,
yes.
and with the Juneteenth celebration, and to embrace it.
Yes.
And if, like Pastor Burns said, if you don't know about it, yes. take a couple minutes to read about it. And then you will read about the injustice that happened, where people kept on working after, yes. after they were free, but they were kept working because they weren't told that they were free. They were yes. told that they were slaves, but that injustice was made whole.
Yes.
And that's what this whole weekend is all about. Juneteenth is about, it was made whole. It should have been taken care of back then, but the situation was made whole. Go ahead, Pastor.
I know we run out of time here. We also can't get out of without mentioning Father's Day is this weekend. So to both of our families, we're expecting big things.
My wife came up to me and said, what do you want for Father's Day? And I had her saying, I started saying, if you don't know,
she gotta have some idea, huh?
if you don't know me by now, listen, it's to going out to the Father's Day. That's a very good point, Pastor Burns.
Yes.
To all my guys, brothers out there that are taking care of your business,
yes,
raising your kids, happy Father's Day to you. Yes. And to the guys out there that not doing it, you are missing an opportunity, yes. to love on your children. Pastor yes. Burns, last
word. A shout to the single brothers, the divorced brothers. I know what they need. It's not easy sometimes. Brothers, press through. Spend time with your kids.
To the newly married people and to the old married brothers, the old married brothers stay in there. The new ones that ain't quite got it figured out, we don't either.
I got one last surprise for you, brother. You don't know.
Go ahead.
Tomorrow, June 18th, your co-host will be turning 60.
Hey!
Yeah.
I was saying happy birthday to you, but everybody would turn off there. Happy birthday.
Thank you, my brother.
I was seeing the Stevie Wonder version and the vanilla version as well. But that's $25,000 to do that one. Hey, right. Happy birthday.
We don't get nobody in trouble.
Yeah, we don't want to get nobody in trouble. So listen, happy birthday to my co-partner, and I appreciate it. Happy Father's Day. Happy Juneteenth.
Yeah.
The business expo. There's so much stuff going on. Embrace it all, people. This is the greatest melting pot in the world. Embrace it. Love it. Go sow a seed in somebody's life. Happy birthday. Take care, and God bless.
God bless.